the Chinatown bar and nightclubs have been under scrutiny and persecution for the last few years, much of it coming from people in the Chinatown Gateway Plaza, namely just a couple individuals, actually, that claim to represent the building, as well as a couple members of the neighborhood board and a few other individuals that are against the nightlife activities in Chinatown have been pushing very hard to try to squash many of our activities, starting with some of the block parties and then pushing against First Friday, and now they're going against individual bars and bars as a whole in the neighborhood. The problem with the bill is that the ambient street noise on Hotel Street and probably most parts of the city is already above 60 decibels. The law that they're trying to push through is stating that decibel levels after 10 p.m. can't exceed 60 decibels, and before 10 p.m. can't exceed 55 decibels. Those decibel levels are extremely low and actually are lower than the ambient street noise that exists any time of day or night in our city. The kind of average level that I was taking with my decibel meter was about between 65 and 90 decibels as traffic passed by or a bus drove by. So the threat of us losing our liquor license or any bar losing their liquor license or being cited for having a meter reading above 60 decibels is unreasonable. It's impossible. The base level, in my opinion, should be set at an actual standard ambient noise level that can be metered by somebody that's qualified as an engineer to measure the sound and state that this is a base sound level of the neighborhood, and then go from there with, you know, making other stipulations about increases in spikes in volume and what things can happen to reduce those problems. The other problem with the bill is that it states that the sound levels have to be metered at the source of the sound versus at the source of the complaint, meaning that if they take a meter level in front of a business, regardless of how loud it is 200 or 500 feet away, that business still could be cited with a sound violation. So even if you can't hear the issue or you can't hear the sound in the high-rise you're living in, you can still put in a sound complaint if you walked by the bar and heard that there was music coming out of it or people chattering outside the bar. So it's really aimed at crippling our ability to just do business at all. If this law pushed through, I don't see how many bars at all could stay open. It would affect them even if they didn't have live music, as patrons walked out of their business. If they chatted on any quiet level at all, it would still register louder than 60 decibels and possibly warrant a sound violation. So it could affect every bar on the whole island of Oahu and definitely shut down any place that has live music that even on the smallest level has escaping sound from its space.